Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff here, but let me grab some paper. I got plenty of paper on this topic right here. So you may be curious to know, all right, with all of the overreach going on in the Biden administration, what good things are happening? What progress is being made? What do we have that literally we can sort of, you know, take heart with? And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot to take heart in. I mean, we're not done. The Biden administration, by the way, is failing at epic levels. I mean, I don't know of any policy area in which they are proving themselves to be worthy or sufficient in any way. And it's almost getting to the point of, I mean, bottom line is, if I was a senior member of the Biden administration, I would be starting to dust off my resume and look for another job, because I cannot imagine how staying much longer in this administration can help anyone's resume at all. At every single turn, think about it. Energy policy, epic fail. We're no longer energy independent. Foreign policy, France withdrew its ambassadors. France, our oldest ally in the history of the United States, withdrew its ambassadors in protest, and we have the epic issue on the southern border, which is a combination of both foreign policy and domestic policy and customs and border patrol policy. And then we have, of course, the Afghanistan failed foreign/military policy. And then we have Americans that are still trapped over there. That would be not only a foreign but also a domestic policy. And then we have, what else? Oh, the COVID vaccination mandates. That's going to be a medical and healthcare epic fail. And then we have it goes on and on and on, y'all. Every bit of it. And yet in the middle of every bit of it, oh, and by the way, 5.3% inflation? Yes. Anyway, all said and done, the thing that boggles my mind is, in the middle of all that, in the middle of the realities of those are real. I don't care what, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're a conservative or a liberal, you cannot argue away that those things I decided aren't happening. Now, they may not want to acknowledge them, they may not want to talk about them, but they're happening. And they're happening in real time. And yet also in real time, for I want to say the 19th time since he took office, President Biden went to the beach this past weekend and had a little time off at the beach while Rome is burning. He's down there fiddling, and I get it. Do I understand that? Yes, there are other people that are back at the White House minding the phones. Yes, I do. And do I also know that wherever the president goes, his national security elements are there with him and they're able to update him? Sure. Is it good optics? No. Well, so you've got, let me tell you this. You've got some things going on. I'm going to come back to that one. Let me go to this one. I'll come to that one. Here's one thing you might want to know. This just happened. So today is September 20th, 2:39 p.m., and this just went out about an hour and a half ago. Governor Kay Ivey has joined with 25 other, for 26 total, 25 other states. Literally over half of the United States have now sent a joint letter to President Biden. If you haven't seen it, it's out there on social media. I believe I retweeted it. You can find me on Twitter at @sen, that's S-E-N, @sen Phil Williams. But the letter says, "Dear Mr. President, as chief executives of our states, we request a meeting with you at the White House to bring an end to the national security crisis created by 8 months of unenforced borders. A crisis that began at our southern border now extends beyond to every state and requires immediate action before the situation worsens." Folks, the southern border is virtually not a border anymore. It's a notional spot on paper from which we decide where we can, you know, call ourselves the nation. But the nation is porous right now, and the border is just floods and floods are coming across. If you haven't seen it, just Google Del Rio, Texas. D-E-L-R-I-O, Del Rio, Texas, border crossing. First of all, Customs and Border Patrol had to shut down the official border crossing. That's a major border crossing, by the way. They had to shut down the official border crossing. There are over 15,000, literally, 15,000 illegal immigrants who walked across the Rio Grande and are camped out underneath the bridge at the Del Rio crossing. 15,000. Just in the last month, we have had in excess of 212,000 encounters with illegals at the border. Those are the ones we've caught. The letter goes on to state right here. Let me read some stats to you. The letter from the 26 governors, including our own Kay Ivey, says to President Biden, "The negative impacts of an unenforced border policy on the American people can no longer be ignored," because they are being ignored, by the way. "Border apprehensions are up almost 500% compared to last year." Can you imagine that? Border crossings are up 500%, totaling more than 1.3 million, which is more than the populations of 9 U.S. states. We more people have crossed our border illegally than the population of 9 of our states. Unreal. Approximately 9,700 illegal apprehensions have prior criminal convictions. Cartels and traffickers are making upwards of $14 million a day moving people illegally across the border. More fentanyl has been seized this fiscal year than the last 3 years combined. Almost 10,500 pounds of fentanyl when only 2 milligrams can prove fatal. 10,500 pounds of fentanyl have been seized. 2 milligrams can be fatal. And they say this is enough fentanyl to kill 7 times the population of the United States. Folks, this letter is demanding that these governors be given the opportunity to meet with the chief executive of the nation. The chief executives of 26 states have said enough, including your own Kay Ivey, and I'm glad of it. Well, listen, so there's that. But I got others. Where's the one I have on our attorney general? Good on him, because here it is. Reaching forward, it was out of place in my paper. So Steve Marshall, our attorney general, has joined with 23 attorney generals. So 26 governors are fighting back on the Customs and Border Patrol issue with the fact that our border is so wide open. Steve Marshall has joined with 23 of our attorneys general to threaten lawsuits over the COVID vaccine mandate. All right, so here's what I'm telling you. This is what's supposed to happen. All right. I don't care if you're a big Kay Ivey fan or a big Steve Marshall fan. The fact is that these two aspects of what I'm talking about is exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to stand up for the people of this state from all aspects of things, whether it be the U.S. government or outside entities or crime or whatever. So Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is now one of 24 attorney generals who have warned the Biden administration they will file a lawsuit to block the president's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. In a 7-page letter dated this past Thursday, the attorney generals called the Biden plan disastrous and counterproductive and say that it will simply drive further skepticism about vaccines. And they go on to say that, you know, vaccines have been proven to help, but there are others who could be helped by obtaining the treatment, but convincing those who are hesitant to do so should require discussion and about disagreements, but instead, all you have offered the American people are flimsy legal arguments, contradictory statements, and threatening directives. And that's true. That's zero leadership. That's called brutalizing. And so here's the states, in case you're curious. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana. Well, I could go on. There's 23 of them. 24. 24 total. So again, half the United States are demanding an audience with the president to request that he do something about the southern border, including Kay Ivey. Almost half of the attorneys generals are threatening to sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandate. That's amazing. And then we have our own U.S. Representative Adderholt, who is part of this listening area. I'll tell you what, Copper, go ahead and get clip three ready. Get clip three and let me know. Give me the high sign when you're ready on that. But Congressman Adderholt was on. Oh, you're ready for it. You're fast. Copper, you are like on your game today. All right, tell you what, let's do this. Congressman Adderholt speaking on Capitol Journal with Don Daly from Capitol Journal Public Television, but he did an interview in which they discussed the possibility of the mandates and whether it could go forward or not. Congressman Adderholt speaks in clip three, so go ahead and play it, Copper.
Congressman, let's turn to the president's vaccine mandate. You have been very outspoken against this idea, as I'm sure you've heard many Republicans in Alabama have been. Kay Ivey has been one of the Republican governors to say she will try to stand in the way of this mandate in any way possible. The Attorney General of Alabama, Steve Marshall, has said that he is planning to sue over this issue. You have also said you felt like this was extreme government overreach.
Well, it is. When it really crosses the line, we get in the private sector. Obviously, if President Biden wants to mandate regarding the employees of the federal government, and when I say the executive branch, there you could make an argument for that. But when you go in and cross the line to say private individuals or private companies have to abide by a certain mandate, then I think that's where it's a bridge too far. And so I do think there'll be lawsuits filed. I think that before this really gets off the ground, that there will could possibly be a stay so that that will not even go into effect. But regardless, there will be lawsuits, I believe, because I think this is an overreach of the federal government.
There you go. That's exactly what I said last week. Is that those of you out there who are, I mean, first of all, the fact that he threatened and tried to implement these mandates is egregious in itself. But the fact that he's done that does not mean it will happen. And I said last week, I do believe that legal action is probably going to step in, and you're going to find that all of this will be put on hold, and that your requirements to have mandates are going to be alleviated by the fact that there are going to be some private employers who are like overzealous, and they're just looking for an opportunity. Oh, a mandate. We like President Biden. Yes, everybody get a shot or lose your job. There's others, though, who are like hating life over the idea that they have to do this. They don't want to do it, and now they don't have to because there's threatened legal action that could put the whole thing on hold. And then you have the fact, too, that and I believe it was really important that that our own state legislature passed Senate Bill 265, which said that there is a ban on vaccine passports in the state of Alabama. You cannot be denied access to education, public or private. You cannot be denied access to facilities or to government services. And so when you combine the fact that those things are taking place or that bill is in place with the fact that we've got this pushback in general on the vaccine mandates, I think Alabama is poised to probably make some great hay in the legal implications related to this vaccine mandate. And right now, Congressman Adderholt is saying the same. All of our delegation is pretty much saying the same thing, except for Terry Sewell, the only Democrat in our congressional and Senate delegation, our U.S. delegation. But Steve Marshall, our Attorney General, and Kay Ivey, our governor, have been pushing back against the vaccine mandates, and Kay Ivey joined 25 other governors today, just this afternoon, breaking news, and said, and about that immigration issue, you got to do something, and we demand to meet with you because it's affecting our state's security as well. All right, folks, we're moving to that short break we always take right about now. When we come back, I'm going to continue that thread. All right, I got a little more to say on this because some things that here the governors are talking about immigration, but you're going to be interested to hear something big happened yesterday. In D.C. that may have shut down some backdoor plans on immigration for the Democrats. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And we're also available, by the way, listen live anywhere you are. Take us to the beach, go on vacation, tell your friends in Texas. It doesn't matter. We got people listening right now in Georgia, Virginia. Jeff from Indiana calls in quite often. We got folks in Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee. Lord, we got people everywhere. And Florida, I know we got folks in Florida. Oh. So I'm just telling you, folks, what you got something, Copper? What was that?
How many downloads are there on the podcast now?
Oh, shoot.
Is it nearly 6,000?
I don't know, but I think we're closer to 6 than we are to 5.
It was inching up there.
I know. Let's see. It continues to amaze. I'm getting there. Come on, Podbean. Podbean's the one I use. Podbean says, yeah, we're at 5,600 plus.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I'm betting the way things are going, within a couple of days, we're going to be over 6,000 downloads of segments of the show are available at rightsideradio.org or through Apple or Podbean or other. And folks are downloading it like crazy. So I don't know what a big number is, Copper, but that feels like a big number to me. It just does.
Maybe we should do a T-shirt giveaway when we reach 10,000.
Stop it. Copper's already giving away our shirts. We just got them in. Hey, we got to figure out a plan how to get them. Did you try your shirt on? You like it?
I do. It's nice and soft. You got the good ones.
And you got the one that says solid conservative and just plain right, didn't you?
I thought I got the right side ruffian one.
Did you get the right side ruffian?
I
don't remember which one I brought you. Okay. Well, either way, looks good on you, whichever one it is. Well, hey, folks, listen, I was talking right before the break. So I was talking about the fact that our elected officials in the state of Alabama are indeed pushing back. I am hopeful to see true action come out of this. But the right things are being said. Governor Ivey is signed on with 25 other governors, so 26 total, more than half the U.S. states have asked for an audience, really demanded an audience with the president, which is certainly their right. I mean, keep in mind, these are the chief executives of the states over which he is the chief executive of the federal government. So these are, you know, and some would say, oh, they're not peers. One's higher than the other. Not necessarily. They're really, it's really more of a peer situation. And these folks come in and they have all the reason in the world to be able to go to the White House and meet with the president. He's not their boss. He's not. But he is supposed to be someone who can work with them and will listen to them and certainly will meet with them. And they are demanding to know, what is he going to do about the southern border? Because it's becoming a security crisis. It's becoming a health crisis. And it's, and certainly it's becoming a daily safety crisis. Well, the Democrats, in the meantime, though, have been trying to get something done through the back door with regards to their plans of having all the what they call dreamers, which are illegal aliens, basically given amnesty, given a free pass to become U.S. citizens without having to go through the usual procedures that everybody else does. I have a family member who's a naturalized citizen. It took years, but she did it. But what happened was they were trying to get it into a budget bill. And if you're not familiar, there's a process they can use called reconciliation. Reconciliation just literally means because it's a budget bill, we don't have to go worry about filibusters. We can get it through on a simple majority. And by doing that, they start packing in everything they can and claiming that everything is budget related. And they were trying to include immigration and say, and this is a budget issue, isn't it? It's a budget issue. No. The Senate parliamentarian over the weekend, Sunday afternoon actually, crushed their souls with regards to that. She came back and Elizabeth McDonough, the Senate parliamentarian, she's the one who is the arbiter of the rules of the Senate. She wrote that, quote, policy changes far outweigh the budgetary impact. It is not appropriate for inclusion and reconciliation. So the Democrats got it handed to them and they're already freaking out. And Ilhan Omar is demanding that they just do it anyway because she never was one to follow the rules anyhow. Well, immigration advocates are having a duck. And all said and done, every aspect of Democrats' attempts to change the policy of these United States are being met with resistance. And I love it. All right, folks. Listen, I got some stuff when I come back. I got to update you. I know I've been telling you that I have been tracking private groups getting people out of Afghanistan. And also what this whole deal is with over-the-horizon capability. Well, I'm going to tell you more about that, too. I got some big updates some of you guys have been emailing wanting to know about. And I got it for you just like literally as the show was about to start. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.